The High Commissioner is seriously alarmed at the fact that 152 Bangladeshi border guards were yesterday sentenced to death after a mass trial that fell far short of international human rights standards. We understand that there was evidence obtained under torture, which was reportedly admitted in court, and these trials were not conducted with an individual assessment of each case, but in group trials, after which the death penalty was administered.
The crimes that were committed by this paramilitary were very serious. Is there an issue that the High Commissioner is concerned about?
The crimes committed, no doubt, were very, very serious. 74 people, including army officers, were brutally killed. Some of the wives of the army officers were also sexually assaulted. So the crimes committed during the mutiny were reprehensible, and the High Commissioner has expressed her sympathies with the grieving families. But the High Commissioner is stressing that justice will not be achieved by conducting mass trials, torturing suspects in custody, and sentencing them to death after trials that fail to meet the most fundamental standards of due process. The perpetrators must be held accountable, but this must be done in compliance with the laws of Bangladesh and in compliance with the country's international obligations.
The High Commissioner says the trials fell short of international human rights standards. What exactly does she mean by this?
Well, first of all, evidence that's obtained under torture must not be admitted in a court of law. And in the case of the death penalty being used, there are very high standards in international law for application of the death penalty, and these trials in Bangladesh failed to meet these high standards.
Were there any proper investigations conducted before the trials were held?
This is also questionable.
What is the way forward that the High Commissioner is proposing for these trials?
What had happened was right after the mutiny occurred, it was a very emotional atmosphere for everyone, and thousands of people were arrested. Eventually, these 847 were charged and the trials took place. But the High Commissioner is now calling for an independent and thorough investigation into the allegations of human rights abuses that occurred in the aftermath of the mutiny, so particularly the custodial torture and the deaths that took place after the mutiny. And each of these suspects must have their conviction and their sentencing reviewed individually.
They have been sentenced to death. Is this something that is common in Bangladesh, or has the High Commissioner got issues to raise about the death sentence in Bangladesh?
The death penalty is not common in Bangladesh, and the High Commissioner has stressed that the UN opposes the imposition of the death penalty under any circumstance, even for the most serious international crimes. And this is why we're calling on the government of Bangladesh to review these cases.
If these cases do not meet international law standards, then it must be a step back for the rule of law in Bangladesh.
Indeed, this is what we are trying to urge the Bangladeshi authorities, that in the aftermath of such an emotional and such a horrible incident that occurred in 2009, it is very easy to get emotional about this. But these cases need to be dealt with individually. They need to be dealt with in line with international standards for true justice to take place.